James Duthie will join us in about 5 minutes, because if there is a big Canadian sports moment, usually Duthie is there. I'm surprised they didn't fly Duthie in on Saturday.
Mark he wrote. Mows everyone else's lawn. I think it's okay to keep him away from tennis.
NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Duthie was there. Yeah. Grey Cup. Duthie's there. Super Bowl.
Masters. Duthie's there.
Cup Final.
Everything.
He's the Jim Nance of TSN.
Yeah. But he was not included over the weekend.
Good.
And the numbers are out, and they are massive. I mean, to no surprise, they're right. Like 3.4 million was the amount of people that tuned in, or that was like the average for the Andrescu Williams final on Saturday afternoon. That just smashes tennis viewing records in this country,
right?
Which I think that has something to do with the time zone, because Jeannie Bouchard was in a Wimbledon final, and prior to the match, it got just as much buzz as what Andrescu got.
Who did she play in the Wimbledon final? Sharapova?
No. Was it? I don't remember.
I don't either.
Kvitova. Just remembered that.
Kvitova?
It was Kvitova.
Kvitova.
Yeah. Good little player.
Good one, Randy.
Yeah. Why would you ask me that question? Like I would remember who she played in the final.
I thought it was for sure Sharapova. I don't know. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was just not important at that particular time.
Not even remotely. The point I'm trying to get to is Jeannie had a lot of buzz as well. But when she lost, it was like, good stuff. But now that Andrescu actually won, it elevates her. She's way past anything Jeannie Bouchard ever was. Or anything Milos Raonic was. Like, Raonic was in a Wimbledon final as well, and he lost in straight sets, and it was like, good effort, buddy, you got there.
Right, there's nobody, like, she just surpassed Bo Bichette.
Gone.
Austin Matthews. Like, she is the most popular athlete in Canada and deserves every second of it.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I kept seeing on the weekend is, like, Lou Marsh just handed to her.
Well, what I found it pretty funny. Like, the tennis freaks and the golf nerds are battling it out over...
About this?
Because Brooke Henderson's had a great year as well.
Ryan O'Reilly not get a little sniff at the Lou Marsh? He won the Selke Trophy, the Stanley Cup, and the Conn Smythe.
No, not this year.
That doesn't get a sniff for the Lou Marsh?
It won't get a sniff. It won't get a sniff. No one's beaten Andrescu. It's over. Like, it's
but
not...
why is he just, like, cast
because
away...
Other hockey Think about players that. Have won that.
The Selke,
The Selke doesn't get you in the Lou Marsh. The Selke.
It's still a major NHL award.
But what about the Stanley Cup, the Conn Smythe, too? The Selke is just the little mini king.
The Selke is completely irrelevant in Athlete of the Year award. Unless it's the Hart.
Dude, you're telling me that resume for doesn't get you any sniff at the Lou Marsh?
This year, I'm telling you, it doesn't. Absolutely not. Andrescu will win it. I think Brooke Henderson will be number two, if that's how the voting works.
And Ryan O'Reilly will be three.
I'm not sure O'Reilly will be three.
I think they overlooked the hockey.
Soroka, the pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, is getting a lot of love.
That's right. Soroka deserves a lot of love.
More than Ryan O'Reilly? Ryan O'Reilly is not even mentioned. I was thinking about it on the weekend. I'm like, this guy's got to be at least mentioned.
I hadn't thought of him. You're right. Yeah. I mean, he had a great run. Great resume. The Selke doesn't count, though.
Don't dude. I get it. The Selke is not the count. Horniest of awards, but when you put it all together for a year,
great year. Like, yes, deserves a lot of love. I'm not fighting you on that.
And
but
by the way, I
could
care less who wins that award. I don't even get to vote. All these nerds vote on it, like Duthie.
Yeah, Duthie's like, I don't know where he lands on the rankings for the Lou Marsh, because there's a lot of people in that room,
right?
And Duthie, I don't think he's got a lot of seniority. I think he's only been on that committee for a couple of years, so maybe he's like a coffee boy, basically, in that room.
I'll have to ask him.
That's a tough comment. A coffee boy?
I don't know, man. I would assume if I ever got invited my first year, they'd be like, you stand over there. You're not really included. We just need one more vote.
I think you'd be in there, but yeah, you're right. He may be a little bit farther down on
what
the
pecking
order. What I
love, you hear about who people like, I guess, nominate. I think that's the way it works. They go around the table and you nominate who you think should win. And someone's going to nominate the Raptors, which this happened back in 15, I believe.
They nominate a team?
Yeah, no. They got laughed out of the room.
No.
I don't remember who it was. I don't want to say who I think it was because it may not have been this guy, and I don't want to slander his name. But yeah, it's an individual award. You can't nominate a team.
Right.
But I wouldn't be shocked if someone tried to get overly creative and said the Raptors should be up for the Lou Marsh.
That'd be fair.
No, it wouldn't be fair. Right. It's not a team award. It's an individual award.
But they basically won it for all of Canada.
They had the story of the year. As much as we're caught up in Andrescu, the Raptors winning is still the story of the year for sports.
But Bianca's the lock, is she not?
To win the Lou Marsh? Yes. I would assume so. We have one of the illustrious voters on the line right now.
The coffee boy.
The coffee boy himself, James Duthie. Do you think this is going to be a landslide that Bianca Andrescu will win the Lou Marsh?
Yeah, I don't even know if I'll go. I might do. There's about 15 people in the room. And then there's the lazy asses who are on the phone on the conference call. Now, some of them might be in Calgary or something, so that might be a valid explanation. So I might be that guy. Like, I know if O was ever a voter for the Lou Marsh, he'd be on the call. For sure.
Why does that why do I have to do with anything of the Lou Marsh?
No, I just thought you would be a good reference for a person who would call in and not show up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Like, I want to be a part of that loser fraternity anyway.
Why would it be a loser fraternity?
No, you guys just think you're so smart. You're all a bunch of pigeons. You guys can have you do your little award. Go ahead. I don't care.
I only got asked about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and I heard you coming in. There was somebody, I guess the year of the bat flip and everything, there was somebody who recommended the Blue Jays, and I think it's the dumbest thing ever. Last year we got in an hour debate because half of the room wanted it to be Tessa and Scott. And same sort of debate. That's not one person. I mean, it's more of an argument, I guess, than a whole team that's mostly comprised of non-Canadians. But it's the athlete of the year, and it's one person, and it's over. There's nothing that can happen, I don't think.
Well,
can happen?
Someone's coming in with the heat on Brooke Henderson. I saw it online with my own eyes. The golf crowd is sensitive to the idea that Andrescu is going to walk with this award.
Okay, so look, I was the one, I made the case for Brooke last year quite firmly in the room, and I think they don't really have a placing. We don't find out. We fill out a ballot, and you don't find out who came second, per se.
By the way, James, who won it last year?
Mikhail Kingsbury, the mogul skier, who, it's a valid, there's a lot of Olympics people in the room, and sometimes I think the Olympians get, I'm always there sort of to defend hockey players, and in this case last year I was defending Brooke, because sometimes I think the more obscure sports get too much recognition in that room. But it's really hard to argue with Kingsbury, who won a gazillion world titles, and this was his last year, and he won basically every race, and so they said if he's not going to win this year, he's never going to win. And I sort of made the argument that, yeah, but it's moguls. And yeah, in Europe it's a big deal, but it's not a big deal in Canada. And Brooke Henderson won the Canadian Open in Canada. You can make a much better argument for Brooke, I think, last year over this year, even though she's won twice this year, just because she won that event. That was kind of, it's not on the level of what Bianca did winning the U.S. Open, but it was a big moment, winning the Canadian Open in Canada when she won in Saskatchewan. So she'll get consideration, but I don't think she's touching Bianca.
No, I wouldn't overthink it. I think Andrescu has accomplished something no other Canadian men or women.
If there's ever one unanimous, and I've never been in a room where it's unanimous, I think.
Well, it can't be, because in sports, you know it. Like, someone's going to walk in there with a contrarian view just to be that guy or that girl. Like, it has to happen.
So Ryan O'Reilly,
Mike Soroka. Yeah, like, O's preaching for Ryan O'Reilly.
I wasn't preaching. I think he should be sniffing around, though. His name mentioned.
Yeah, he will. Like, look, I know you can say we're a bunch of pigeons, O, but I will say this.
You are.
Like, I would get on the Lou Marsh voters some years myself, but being in that room, they do really care, and they throw around, even if it's obvious that it's going to be Bianca, 10 people will get nominated, and they'll talk about all those people and why they should be nominated, and then they'll whittle it down to a list of 3 finalists or whatever, and then Bianca wins. So, but they do go through quite thoroughly everything. All right?
There you go. Yeah, that's fine.
It sounds fair.
I think so. I mean, it's not that important of an award, but somehow...
I just go for the sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, you got Stephen Brunt on one side of you, and Brian Williams, and Blackie comes in at the end, and... Who else is there? There's Scott Russell, Simmons always representing the Olympians, and Damian Cox is in there, and
sounds like such
Ivanka Osmak and Carolyn Cameron from the other network are there, and it's a virtual who's who besides you guys. No Overdrive representation.
Well, we're going to come up with our own award.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just mention, I could do a proxy vote. I'd like to stand in for the people at Overdrive, Canada's most popular radio show, and nominate whoever the heck you guys want to nominate.
Ryan O'Reilly. He won the Selkie.
No,
right, that's our pitch.
He doesn't ever say the Selkie, idiot.
That's the first thing you said. He won the Selkie. He won the cup.
Like, I was going through his list of accomplishments for the year.
Yeah, but that, if you don't win the heart, you're out. I think is the point I'm getting to. If the Selkie is your trump card, you're out.
I think Conn Smythe carries some
Conn Smythe
Stanley Cup, and then the Selkie on the back end of it. Like
the Selkie doesn't count, man. I'm telling you, it devalues your case. That means you're not up for the heart. You're not up for the Ted Lindsay. If you win the Selkie, it's like you're out. You can't win unless you win it with the heart, with the Ted Lindsay,
or with the Conn Smythe.
Yeah,
the Conn Smythe might be the kicker.
Dude, look at who's won the Conn Smythe, with all the respect to that award.
Really? Pavel Datsyuk? You like that guy?
J.S. Chiguer. Should J.S. Chiguer have won the Lou Marsh when his team didn't even win the cup, but he got the Conn Smythe? Duffy, would you have voted for him?
I don't think Pavel Datsyuk would have won it. He's not Canadian.
Yeah.
Good point, Duffy. That's why you're in the room and we're not.
Hang up on this guy.
Bigger Canadian story this year, the Raptors or Bianca Andreescu?
Yeah, I was talking about that with somebody the other day. I think it's the Raptors, and I know it's a really valid argument, but I just think the way that, as great as what Bianca, and I was like the rest of the country, it was just awesome, and I was captivated by it. And you could argue the achievement and the fact she's Canadian and the Raptors aren't, but I just think, you know, it's one tournament that lasts 2 weeks, and basketball is a full season, and a playoffs that lasted 2 months. And I just think the ride that the Raptors took, when you just take its length and the prestige of what an NBA title is and the whole storyline of the frustration over the years of the franchise, when you add all that up, I just think it notches a little bit ahead in my mind.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. James Duffy joining us here on Overdrive. Are you gearing up for the NHL season?
I love hockey like the rest of you guys, but don't you hate in the middle of the summer, hey, are you excited about the season? Can you wait to get back? No, because it means summer's over. But I love hockey. I mean, once it starts, it's going to be great. But did you guys get this summer, like every single time somebody came up to you, on the golf course, I'm not like, oh, who only golfs with like one guy and refuses to golf with anybody else. And I know Hayes, you're the same. You don't want that extra guy in your foursome. We've had this discussion.
Yeah.
I golf with everybody. Like I try to golf with everybody at my club. Every single guy, all summer long, cottage, golf club, wherever. Hey, so what do you think about? They don't even have to finish the sentence. You just stop them and say, Marner, I don't know.
And
I don't care. Talk to me at the start of the season. Like 1,000 times all summer long. I feel the story is for Dregs was supposed to go to Cabot this summer. He was going to come with me to Cabot. Can't go to Cabot because Marner might sign. That was July 2nd. I'm going to try and go in August. He stayed home all summer because Marner news might break. And now he's still here. So I'm just sick of the Marner thing. I'm anxious for that to be over with and really anxious for the season to start. But I wasn't anxious in July or August when everybody was asking me.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone, man. I mean, that's how we've approached the Marner topic, is you get chastised a little bit. Meanwhile, that's all anyone's ever talking about.
Yes.
So what else are we supposed to talk about? And we haven't talked a lot about it.
We've been pretty good about it.
But anyone you talk to, any Leaf fan, that's the only thing they want to know about.
Every single person, the first question the entire summer.
Mitch Marner.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nuts. And if you think about it, if he signs this week, or even a week into camp, really any time before the season, then, you know, what a waste of 3 months of energy, of frustration for all the fans and verbiage on the radio and everywhere else. Now, you know, if it drags into the season, then it's a legit issue, even if it goes a couple of weeks, I think, and he misses camp. But if he signs, you know, until then, it doesn't matter. If he signs tomorrow, all this stuff was a grand waste of time in a way, wasn't it?
You mean us talking about
it? Yeah, I
mean,
obviously.
All the talk and the worry and the concern.
Yeah.
I get why people do it. I understand that. But, I mean, it, it's a grand waste of time if he signs and is ready for camp.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, to a lesser extent, they were talking about Zach Werenski down in Columbus, but now he's signed and he'll be in camp, and you don't have to worry about anything mm-hmm. anymore.
And it's interesting, too, I think, just the perception of Mitch Marner. I'm one who, I always stand for players making as much money as they can, that it's a free market and they have short careers. But I did get the sense that all those people that did come up to me, and I'm sure came up to you guys, were very much in the... There was just a lot of negativity towards him, and why is he doing this, right? And that's the typical reaction of the fans saying, you know, what's the difference between $9 million and $10 million, or 8.5 and 9.7, and all that. And the only thing I would say, in most cases, totally in the players' camp, the one thing I would say with Marner is that he has a real chance to completely own the town now with Kawhi gone. Yes, Austin Matthews is here, but it's never the same as a Toronto kid playing for the hometown team and being a superstar. And he may have done, again, I think if he signs the next 2 weeks, no problem, but if it drags out a little bit, he may have done a little bit of damage to his rep, rightly or wrongly, whether that's fair or not. And I don't know that it hurts him in the end if he has another great season or they win the cup in a couple of years. I don't think anybody remembers, but it'll be interesting to see how people react to him.
The Kraft Heinz Project Play is back, and it's uniting communities across the country to build a better place for our kids to play. Kraft Heinz is partnering with TSN and RDS for the 11th consecutive year to help Canadian communities rebuild and restore recreational facilities. And the 2019 grand prize winner will take home $250,000.
Yeah.
Well, wow. The three finalists will receive $25,000 each for facility upgrades. Kraft Heinz was lucky enough to hook us up with our current guest, James Duthie.
Yes.
Thank you for doing this, James.
Thank you for saying that off the top of your head. That was unbelievable.
Yep.
Knowledge.
Well, I perfected it, man.
This is my, I don't know,
do you
like
get to pick which city?
The ambassador. Sorry, go ahead.
Do you get to pick which city?
Yeah. They consult me. Everybody votes, and then I have the final say.
Well, mix in a little King City, Ontario there, would you?
New yeah, work. The little King City Arena. Does it need a refreshing?
It could use a facelift.
Do you have a thing? Is there a statue or a plaque or anything of the O-Dog there?
I have a jersey hung up in the building.
I got a picture of me in the Blackburn Arena where I starred for the Stingers.
Wow.
The high-scoring forward for the Stingers for multiple years.
How far did you go in hockey?
My hockey story's not pretty. Oh, I lived in B.C. till I was 8, so I moved to Ottawa and I didn't know how to skate. And my dad bought me those Micron mascots. That was my first pair of skates. Anybody listening is too young. They were basically like...
Just tell me the level. Like, did you get to bantam?
I'm getting there, okay? Hold on a second. Micron mascots were like putting a steel-toed boots on a pigeon. Like, they just wrapped your entire leg and you couldn't move. And then my dad didn't buy me a jock the first year because he didn't think anybody could raise the puck. And I had one of those face guards. You ever remember those face guards? I'm old enough that I was before masks were mandatory. It just started at the top of the helmet and came. It was like one little bar that came down and then it went around your nose.
Just hang up.
Anyway, I was so bad. I worked my way up through house league and I made 1 year a rep when I was 15. I think they called it, there was AAA, then AA, and then I think they called it Green Belt in Ottawa.
Good
so
man.
It was basically
fantastic.
A.
Catch him on the panel. That's James Duthie.
extend the interview.
No.
Blow away the commercial
no.
break.
No. Right.
Jeff McDonald would say, blow away the commercial break. This
no.
is too good.
He is emailing
is
right now
good.
Saying,
I don't
get
mind.
Out of this.
Green Belt level. It's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you, James.
But now flag football,
no.
whole different
no.
story. It's like beyond AAA.
Yes, of course.
Dude.
We'll do that in our next segment.
We'll have to get you in studio at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do that this year.
Good. We don't want you to come in.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
See you at the festivities on the weekend. You guys talking about that yet?
No, that's not for us to bring up.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We'll see you at the festivities.
Yeah, you can say it. I'm getting married on Saturday, and you losers are coming.
Yeah. It's going to be an awesome time. We can't wait. What kind of operation
speeches.
Are we walking into here?
I'm going to surreptitiously tape O's speech.
There's no speeches. It's just a cocktail party.
You've got to give a speech.
You can
You're inviting people. You've got to tap the glass.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to shut up,
yeah.
and you have to speak. You got to thank people for showing up.
And we're going to.
I'll thank you individually. I'm not saying a speech. There's no speeches.
No, and
you could say something. Welcome to Jumi's family and the O'Neills. Welcome everybody. Here's a toast.
You want me to take on that responsibility?
You go ahead.
You want me to be the MC? Is that
go
what you're
ahead.
Suggesting?
Because
I'm
not
doing
it. I want to do the toast to the bride.
All right, Duffy can do it.
Okay, you do it.
James, you and I both will get up there.
Can we all? Can we tap glasses so they kiss? Oh, do all that whole thing?
Every corny thing possible we're doing.
There is none of that garbage. That is nonsense.
Yeah, no, you guys cutting a cake and feeding each other.
There's no cake. There is no cake. It's a cocktail reception. Like it's a.
Are there going to be appies?
There's
got to be food.
There will be food.
Mini burgers?
McDonald's orders coming in at 1 a.m.
Wow. All I know is, guys, just I couldn't get a hotel room, so I'm sleeping in some pigeon's condo with Gino Retta and the Quizmaster and their spouses.
And the DJ.
And I think it's in a bunk room.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are in for the time of your life.
What do you care about? I paid for it. You're not even paying for it.
Well, that's why I'm staying there.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a shuttle from the hotel?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I want to know these details. People keep asking.
I don't know I'm sure.
Is there Uber up
there? Here's the thing.
There's
he has no idea.
Transportation taken care of. I paid for everything.
Drinks?
Yes.
You paid for drinks, too? That's
open
impressive.
Bar.
Is it like a two drink tickets you hand out at the beginning of the night?
Or I'm not doing this.
Loony bar? Is there a loony bar?
I fully expect that.
A loony bar?
Do I need an armband or one of those bracelets?
Yeah. Security at the door?
You got a cute little giveaway present, you know, some little cute little picture and tucked in a locket that we all get or something?
Yeah.
Or like fruitcake?
Honey, like a little jar of honey that says
never
your initials.
I have never wanted more people to F off before in my life.
King City?
I got to be honest, I think fruitcake is the most ridiculous. Like, I hate that. Have you ever had fruitcake?
No, I avoid it. Why would you eat that?
It is disgusting.
It's the worst. Just take a dump in a bag and hand it to somebody. It's the same. It's garbage.
Like,
why would you bring those two together?
My nana cake used to make fruitcake and bring it over, and you. I don't even know what the hell's in it.
Yeah, what kind of fruit?
I don't even know there's fruit in it.
It's fruit, but it's that dried fruit that's like 19 years old and been preserved in some sort of chemical solution.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's the worst gift of anything in life.
Yes, fruit cake matched, like just with cellophane around it. That's what you're going to end out. It would be the worst.
Well, we look forward
we need to
it get, Saturday
We need
night.
To go to commercial. This is the worst segment we've ever done.
It has not been one of our better segments.
Not
and it's not
what
your
like
problem,
to do. I
Duffy.
I like to bring down the show early in the season, set standards.
Yeah,
and then
this
you
isn't
guys
a rubber
improve.
Boots podcast. This is a real show.
See you,
goodbye.
Everybody.
See you, buddy. See you all Saturday right. night. Okay. James Duffy. From the Lou Marsh Committee.